You're listening to the teaching ministry of Houston's First Baptist Church, a relevant biblical community. For more information, visit houstonsfirst.org. Here's Pastor Greg Mott.
Christmas has a way of turning things upside down. It has a way of turning things around, of changing things around. You think about that Christmas Eve, and you've got a dark night that becomes as bright as day because of the angels. You have a virgin who is going to give birth. Things get upside down. You've got a baby that's going to be the Savior. You've got a king that is in a manger with animals. And you've got the redemption of the saints that's going to come. You've got forgiveness that's going to come. You have the shepherds that are standing there in Bethlehem in a field that I've been to. It's an amazing thing to stand there and to think in that moment on that Christmas Eve night that dark night turned into bright day, that virgin was going to give birth, that king would be in a manger, that baby would be the Savior, and that the highest of heaven, the angels would come and speak to the lowest of earth, the shepherds. Christmas turns things upside down. It changes everything. It isn't just a holiday that you put on the schedule somewhere and you just coast through it. It's a place in which utter things change, completely turn upside down. We've been going through different songs of Christmas in our church the past couple weekends. We've looked at the song of Mary, the Magnificat. That song is Mary declaring that God is magnificent. Then we looked last week at the song of Zechariah, that he turned it upside down in the sense he didn't praise his own child. He praised this Christ child. And it was called the Benedictus, that he blessed John the Baptist. We looked previously at Simeon's song of Nunc Dimittis. Dismiss me now, I've held Jesus, I can go home. And then now tonight to look very briefly at the song that is Gloria in Excelsi Deo. Glory to God in the highest, the greatest song of Christmas, the song of Christmas that turns everything upside down as the other songs do as well, that changes everything. Listen to what it says. It says this in verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger." Now here it comes from one angel to a whole bunch of angels. Here's where the choir shows up with the worship leader. Verse 13, suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God in the highest, saying, here's the song, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Glory to God in the highest. Not in glory to the God in the medium, not glory to God in my highest, glory to God in the highest, in the highest of heaven. We want the glory of God to shine forward. On Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, what is coming, the glory of God gets so bright in that night sky that it lights up the sky. In a little while, we'll have a candlelight and we'll sing Silent Night. And we'll light up the darkness with our candles, but our candles are a thimble compared to the glory of God that comes. That he changed things, he made things go from up to down and from down to up. Glory to God in the absolute highest, which gives us the plan of life, the beginning statement of our entire life. What is the purpose that you and I have of life? It's simply this: glory to God in the highest. What business are you in? It does not matter. Are you single or married? Does not matter. Did you lose somebody this Christmas that you'll have an empty seat at the table, or will it be a new high chair at the table? Does not matter. All of our declarations for our life to make sense is simply this: glory to God in the highest. As a child, as an adult, as a single, as a widow, as a married, as kids, as waiting on kids, whatever it is, glory to God on the highest. And when that happens, our voice tunes in with all of heaven. And it says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men. On earth, peace to men. Peace is something we're all looking for. Now, we're all going to be later on tonight looking for peace, and it's going to be a piece of pie is what we're looking for after dinner. That's what we're looking for. And that piece of pie is going to give you peace in your stomach. It's going to be great. We've been looking at this pecan pie. We've been waiting on it, and we're within 12 hours. No, we're not. I'm not going to eat it at 5:45 in the morning. We're within maybe, 19 hours of the pecan pie tomorrow at lunch getting cut, and we're going to get a piece of pecan pie. It's going to be great. And it's going to be peace in my soul. It's going to be peace in my belly, but it won't be the same kind of peace that God's talking about here. The peace that he brings to us is not peace of circumstance. It's peace of your heart. It's peace in your soul. It's peace in the depths of who you are. There was a Stoic philosopher, and he said this: while the emperor may give peace from war on land and sea, he is unable to get give us peace from passion, from grief, and from envy. He cannot give peace of the heart for which man yearns for, even more than outward peace. He cannot give peace of the heart that man yearns for, even more than outward peace. Now, in yearning for peace, we want it on the outward, but God gives it on the inside. Do you know, since 3600 BC, there's only been 292 years of peace. From 3,600 years before Jesus showed up till today, there's only been 292 years of peace. There's been 1,600 since 650 BC, 1,656 arm races. Only 16 of them have not ended in battle. But the ones that have not ended in battle have ended in bankruptcy for the countries. In all of recorded history, there's been less than 8% of peace. Now, we quest for it, and we go for it with everything that we've got, and we should, but we've got to know that 8,000 peace treaties have been made and broken in recorded history. We can go for peace on earth and make that something that we're going for, and we should, in diplomacy and politics, all of those things. We're for that. We want our troops to come home. We understand that. But peace on earth happens first when there's peace in hearts. And God comes in Christ, and he says, I want you to know this peace that happens. And when that happens, it turns everything upside down. Glory to God in the highest. Everything changes at that moment. It all changes. All of us have had a glass of Borden's milk before. You might be a vitamin D milk drinker. You might be a 2%er. You might be a 1%er. You might be a skim milker. We've got all three in our house. Therefore, we've got three jugs of milk at all times in the fridge. I'm kind of a 1-2% guy. That's where I am. My wife is skim milk, which I say is white water, is what that is. And then the baby is on vitamin D, just full on. That's what we got. Well, you maybe have had a glass of Borden's milk. There was a man named William Borden. He was the heir to the fortune. He graduated high school a millionaire. Wouldn't that have been nice? Graduated high school a millionaire. He went from high school and he went to Yale for his college. But before his college experience at Yale and his high school, in between in that summer, he went on a trip around the world, a millionaire high school student on a trip around the world, and his heart got touched for what God was doing around the world. He was supposed to go and take over the business after he had finished Yale. He was just going to be a millionaire that turned into a billionaire that just passed it on down. But he went around this world trip, and everything went upside down in his life. Everything changed. And he got back from this world trip, and he decided that he wanted to pray for missions. And one of his friends said, you're throwing yourself away as a missionary. And he wrote in the back of his Bible, no reserves. And then he continued on, and upon graduation from Yale, he turned down some high-paying job offers, as you can imagine, that he would receive even from outside of his business. And he wrote down in his Bible, next to no reserves, he wrote down no retreats. He graduated now from college, not high school, already did that, but from college. And then he comes through where finally he's going along and he gives away his wealth and he travels all over and he sails to Egypt on the way to China. And he dies in Egypt, 25 years old, with spinal meningitis. If he'd have just stayed home, he'd have been a millionaire, billionaire, whatever it was, to be able to let that grow. But he knew God had something different. God turned it upside down. And he wrote in his Bible, no reserves, no retreats. And then when they opened up his Bible, when they found this 25-year-old had died on a mission trip, they saw one other phrase written: no reserves, no retreats, no regrets. No reserves, no retreats, no regrets. That sounds like something Paul would say. That sounds like something Luke would say. That sounds like something Jesus would say. That sounds like something believers in Christ would say as they say, glory to God in the highest. No reserves. I'm not holding anything back, Lord. No retreats. I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain in you. And no regrets, because my life, be it long or short, was spent for the truth of glory to God in the highest. And that, my friend, is where you find peace. That's where you find peace. But when we just look for it in our own stuff, it doesn't work. It doesn't last like that. It doesn't make a difference like that. So maybe you're here and you've never trusted the peace of Christ, the blood of the candy cane, to wash you clean and to forgive you, that even this Christmas you could receive the most important gift of all, that is a relationship with Jesus Christ and forgiveness. Or maybe you do know him and you're like me, you're just wanting to live one more step with no retreats, no reserves, no regrets, because it turns Christmas, changes everything. That is the song of Christmas. Gloria in excelsis Deo. That's the song of Christmas. Can you hear it? The sound of peace on earth. It's the song of Christmas. Celebrate his birth. It's the chorus that rings in human hearts. God came down with us. It's the song of Christmas. Mary spoke his name as the angel chorus sang, announcing that our Savior had been born. Can you hear it? That is the song of Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Houston's First Baptist Church. We invite you to worship with us anytime you're near. We're located at the corner of I-10 West and the 610 Loop. Visit us online at houstonsfirst.org.